And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Biden administration said it was not involved in Israel's pre-dawn drone strike inside Iran on Friday. As White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakusara reports, both Iran and Israel appear to be heeding calls for de-escalation, at least for now.
Israel's attack on Isfahan was expected, and the United States is likely to have known in advance.
The Biden administration understands that Israel needs to do its own version of face-saving retaliation after Iran's unprecedented and dramatic attacks.
Iran launched hundreds of drones and missiles at Israel on April 13th. Nearly all of Iran's drones and missiles were intercepted with the help of the United States, the UK, and Jordan, causing no loss of life and little damage. Israel's attacks on Iran also appear to be limited, with no casualties immediately reported. The back-and-forth fire further inflames a region already on edge over Israel's war against Hamas, an Iran proxy in Gaza. Biden has been unsuccessful in pushing for a ceasefire deal. Over the weekend, Hamas raised new demands, throwing talks into disarray. Patsy Wittakusara, VOA News at the White House.
Russia is reportedly pummeling tired Ukrainian forces with smaller attacks ahead of a springtime advance, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian troops are ramping up pressure on exhausted Ukrainian forces across the front line to prepare to grab more land this spring and summer. With a vital U.S. aid package for Kyiv slowed down in Congress, Russia has relied on its edge in firepower and personnel to step up attacks across eastern Ukraine. Military experts predict the Russian offensive will intensify in the coming weeks as muddy fields dry up to allow armor and other heavy equipment to move off roads. Military experts say Russia doesn't need a massive ground offensive to succeed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A judge denies an appeal by Donald Trump's lawyers as the final jurors are seated for his hush money case, with opening statements set for Monday. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A New York appeals court judge has once again denied a request by Donald Trump's attorneys to halt his criminal hush money trial as they seek to have the case moved outside of Manhattan. Justice Marcia Michael issued the ruling minutes after a brief hearing. The failed attempt came only hours after the jury selection process concluded in Trump's criminal trial. Opening statements could begin as soon as Monday. Prosecutors are seeking a hearing to decide whether they should be allowed to question Trump about his recent civil court losses. Judge Juan Marchand will issue a decision in coming days. I'm Norman Hall.
The United Nations Agency for Refugees says Cypriot efforts at sea to stop numerous Syrian refugee-laden boats departing Lebanon from reaching the European Union member island nation mustn't contravene international human rights laws. Cypriot authorities have reportedly dispatched police patrol vessels to thwart boatloads of Syrian refugees from reaching the island. A UNHCR spokesperson said Friday relatives of passengers claimed Cypriot authorities, quote, forcibly pushed back several boats using violence, but the UN agency was, quote, not in a position to confirm that. A Cypriot senior official denied any coercion was used to get the boats to return to Lebanon, insisting that Cyprus doesn't engage in any pushbacks. The world's largest election began on Friday with nearly a billion voters in India in a poll set to last 7 weeks. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
The vote sees Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoping to clinch a historic third term in office. He's called his first two terms appetizers, with the main course served in the third. Modi has campaigned for more growth, welfare, and Hindu nationalism. His Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, faces an alliance of two dozen opposition parties, which promises to fight discrimination and to save democratic institutions from what they say is Modi's dictatorial rule. His government and party face criticism they discriminate against India's 200 million minority Muslims to please their hardline Hindu base, which they deny.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. A Bangkok-based plastics firm has agreed to pay $20 million to settle with the U.S. over 467 violations of Iran's sanctions. The U.S. Treasury announced the settlement on Friday. The Treasury says the firm was engaging in a joint venture with an Iranian firm and giving, quote, significant economic benefits to Iran. The fine comes as U.S. administration officials have announced plans to impose more sanctions on Iran after Tehran launched an unprecedented attack on Israel that could fuel a wider war in the Middle East. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.